Welcome to the Real Estate Junkies DMV. I'm Patricia Gallardo, a realtor here in Northern Virginia with the Platinum Group and Real Broker.
My name is Karen Daly. I'm a real estate attorney and I run the Echo Title Ashburn One Loudoun office and Middleburg office.
Join us as we dive deep into the world of real estate.
Whether you're a first-time home buyer, seasoned investor, realtor, or industry professional, our engaging conversation and expert guests will keep you informed and inspired. Today, we have with us a special guest, Laura Triplett. Laura, could you please introduce yourself and tell us a little bit about yourself?
Yes, thank you. I am with Atlantic Coast Mortgage. I'm a senior vice president. I have been in the mortgage business for 30 years, and I have lived in the DMV area for since 1972. So I know everything real estate.
Wow. So today, Laura, we want to talk about a state program, although I think we just learned a little bit about it, Virginia Housing. I knew it back in the day when it was VHDA, but I think they've gone through some rebranding. So could you tell us a little bit about that program?
Yes. So Virginia Housing has been around since the 70s, and it's overseen by the governor. They are actually a non-for-profit agency. Their main initiative is to take care of Virginia's first-time home buyers. Although with that being said, they have recently opened up their program to non-first-time home buyers, which is super exciting.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yes.
I'm excited to learn about
that.
We'll
dive a little more deeply into that.
Yeah, so it's a not-for-profit. So what do they offer to first-time home buyers, now non-first-time home buyers?
Well, all of the programs, that whatever money that they make from the sale of loans or the interest on loans is reinvested into Virginia Housing.
Okay.
And they use it to fund their grant program, 100% financing. They also have this very fantastic program called the SPARK program. I think any loan officer listening will know what that is. But with the SPARK program, it actually reduces the interest rate by 1%.
And today, that's actually a pretty big deal.
It's a very big deal, yes.
So first-time homebuyer, who falls into that category?
That's a great question. So a first-time homebuyer is somebody that is defined as someone that has not owned their primary residence in the past 3 years.
Okay.
That does not mean, however, that they do not own a home. I've actually done a Virginia Housing loan for somebody who owns a home, but it is an investment property, and they haven't lived in it for the past 3 years.
Okay.
So that's a first-time home buyer as defined by Virginia Housing.
Okay, because that's pretty broad. I think usually when people think of first-time home buyers, it's they've never owned a home.
I didn't know that. Yeah, I thought it was someone who's never, it's their first purchase.
Exactly. And, you know, we have a lot of people that, you know, maybe they owned a home in the past, and now they're a renter, and now they're going back to wanting to purchase a home. You see a lot of that with, you know, maybe people splitting up in a divorce, or, you know, you're re-entering the workforce or relocating, that type of thing.
Are there income limits for this type of program that is offered?
Yes, there is, and they're very, very generous in the Northern Virginia area. As a matter of fact, Northern Virginia is the biggest customer of Virginia Housing.
I'm surprised. I actually thought it was south more, where it's more affordable to live.
Yes, well, you know, that's where it seems to capture, you know, a lot of the people that need, you know, the lower interest rates, like through the U.S. Because Virginia Housing doesn't work by itself. It works with other programs like FHA, VA, USDA, conventional. It's kind of like a liaison between those. And so what they do, Virginia Housing provides lower interest rates. They provide down payment assistance. But the reason why it's so popular in Northern Virginia is because the income limits and the sales price limits are very generous. And unfortunately, I did not memorize the limits before I got here, but you can find all the limits on virginiahousing.com. And if you're a family of three or more, you could make upwards to $180,000 and still be able to get some of the benefits from Virginia Housing.
Wow. And so this is all new to me.
It's not new to me. I've heard of this program over the years, but I've made several assumptions about it being only for first time that you purchased, and for the income level was fairly low. So most of the buyers that I were dealing with never qualified for it, the program. But in a competitive market, and one of the other one of the other assumptions I made, and you're going to probably tell me I'm wrong, in a competitive market, when you have multiple contracts and you go in with a loan like that. In the past, if I remember correctly, they take longer to process. And so maybe not as a competitive product compared to what other buyers might be coming in. Is that the case?
Well, that's a great question, too, because I have been doing this for 30 years, and I do remember when it did take longer. We used to actually have to drive to Richmond to go get the check. I still remember sending the courier. Oh, my gosh, we have a closing, and it's the day before a holiday weekend. But guess what? It's not like that anymore. Now we have delegated authority. And so that means that the lenders that have proven themselves have done five or more loans successfully. And believe me, Virginia Housing looks at these loans to make sure we do them successfully. They are delegated authority, which means that they can fund the loans, they can underwrite the loans, they can close the loans, and not have Virginia Housing involved at all. So you're not having to wait for a third party like you would on certain types of grant programs.
And I can say it does make a difference because I've worked with Atlantic Coast Mortgage, and then I've worked with a non-delegated lender, and the difference between the processing on a VH, at the time it was VHDA, was very, very different. It was like night and day. They were able to close really quickly, and the other lender that had non-delegated authority, I think we had to go beyond the settle. We had to do an extension. I mean, it was a nail biter, you know, and it was because they didn't have that delegated authority. So it does make a big difference, and I think that's a good question to be asking the loan officer if your client is looking at that product. Mm-hmm.
You know, that's the thing. With technology, a lot of buyers, and I don't blame them, I do it too. You know, you go online, you want to check and see, are you getting the best deal? You know, this is not an online product. You want to be with an experienced lender that's been, you know, has a track record. You know, Virginia Housing recognizes loan officers in the state of Virginia for top production. And, you know, our company, Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Laura Triplett and Team Triplett, we have all been recognized as a top performing lender, not only in the quality, but also in the number of units that we produce. And I've been asked to speak many times by Virginia Housing because of my experience that I have with not only just Virginia Housing, but also with the local counties that provide down payment assistance. And in Prince William County, you know, you can get down payment assistance up to 30% down with a Virginia Housing loan. It's incredible the money that's out there right now.
So that's big because that covers a lot of closing costs.
So if I have a buyer, I don't even know where to start. Like, how would I know, like, this buyer, this program might be good for you? Like, what should I be looking for so that I can say, you know, you should talk to Laura about these loans?
Absolutely. Well, you know, the great thing about down payment assistance, it's not just the people that need the money to put down that want to use these programs. Sometimes people have the money to put down, but they're buying a house that needs work, or they want to pay off debt to qualify, or they want to be competitive and go above the appraised value so that they can pay the gap difference, you know, between what the house appraises for. These programs are so phenomenal for so many reasons. So the very first thing that you want to do is make sure that you get a Virginia Housing lender that knows what's going on. And the way you can do that is to go to virginiahousing.com. You can also go to teamtriplet.com, plug myself. you know, and you can ask your local realtor. The local realtors also get recognized for top production. So they'll know who in the area. But I would definitely not go on an online situation because, you know, some of these online lenders, and I won't name them, but you probably would recognize a few names, you know, are not delegated. They're not allowed to do Virginia Housing loans. They're not approved. So they're not going to recommend them.
Right.
And that's why you really want to stay local when it's time to get your realtor, when it's time to get your title company, when it's time to get your lender. You want to go local for things like this. And then that way you'll know that you're dealing with someone that will know about these programs and know how to administer them.
So you said Spark. I've never heard of that. What is Spark?
Well, it has to do with revitalizing communities. I know what the RC stands for, but don't test me on the spa part.
Yeah, sure.
A spa for me is another subject. But no, Spark is it's a special program funded through Virginia Housing, and they allocate this money to different entities. So like offices of housing. Every county in Northern Virginia has an office of housing. Okay, so Prince William, Arlington, Fairfax, Alexandria, Loudoun, all of these counties have an Office of Housing, and every year they put in a request for proposal mm-hmm. to ask for money from Virginia Housing mm-hmm. to fund first-time homebuyer loans at a reduced interest rate. And they have to tell Virginia Housing, okay, if we give you this money, how are you going to use it? And so they have to, in their proposal, they have to say, we're going to target 80% of area median income. You know, we're going to give them down payment assistance. You know, we're going to provide affordable housing, you know, and maybe a reduced sales price. Mm-hmm. So they give a proposal. Mm-hmm. And then from there, the Virginia Housing decides, okay, we're going to give you $3 million. We're going to give you $2 million. And then they allocate that, you know, to each county. And then each county is responsible for keeping track of it and using it before the year is over. And typically their fiscal year is June to June, but I'm not sure about Spark. That might be a calendar year.
Gotcha.
I know they just recently got some more Spark money, in at least in Prince William.
So do they run out of money?
Yes. And Spark so only.
Spark runs out of money.
Yes.
But the Virginia Housing?
Never.
Never. So, okay.
Now, I say never. There is nothing that's ever absolute in the universe.
But
so far, it's never happened since I've been in the business for 30 years.
And you can apply at any time throughout the year. There's no, like, it doesn't matter what time. Any month, any time of the year.
Absolutely.
And that money could be available if you qualify.
Okay. Absolutely.
And I know it's income-driven. What income do they look at in the house? Is it income, like say you have, if you have someone over 18 and they're working part-time, does their income count towards that, or how do they determine that?
That's a great question also. Mm-hmm. So there's a couple programs that look at just the borrower who's on the application mm-hmm. and only their income is considered. And then there's other programs where they consider the household income.
Okay.
Typically, the household income does exclude minors, you know, working part-time mm-hmm. jobs mm-hmm. or school income, that kind mm-hmm. of thing. They're not going to really penalize somebody for a working,
right.
you know, adolescent. But, you know, anything that involves free money, like a grant, for example, I call that free money.
Right.
That would be household income. Anything that would be more of like a 100% program, that would be just the borrower on the application's money.
This has been great.
Absolutely. I love the fact that Virginia Housing can be used, you know, to stack grant programs.
That's a good point. I was just thinking, yes. So yes. How can you stack with Virginia Housing?
Well, there's a couple of different ways that I've personally done it. Every year, their Federal Home Loan Bank comes into play. And this is another area where not all lenders play, okay? Mm-hmm. So you have to be part of a bank in some manner to have access to Federal Home Loan Bank money, which Atlantic Coast Mortgage gets an allocation every year.
Okay.
And it's up to $12,500 for non-emergency personnel. Mm-hmm. There's the caveats that you go by, but
sure.
Your standard borrower, $12,500. And it's not a true grant. It's actually secured against the property as like a zero interest loan.
So it'd be like a second deed of trust,
yes,
basically?
Okay. Yes, exactly. But it's forgiven over time.
Sure.
Basically is how that works. But with the grant, so you can take a Federal Home Loan Bank, then you can take a grant that you might qualify for with Virginia Housing, and then on top of that, get Spark money. So you can take a 1% reduction in interest rate, a 2% free money grant from Virginia Housing, mm-hmm. and a $12,500 down payment assistance from Federal Home Loan Bank. And you can put all of that together to help you qualify, so that you don't need to have your own money. Mm-hmm. So what will happen is, you know, obviously housing's gotten more expensive
right.
over time.
Yeah.
And people want to get into a house with as low of a debt-to-income ratio, which means that their other consumer debt mm-hmm. is, you know, low before
right.
they get this larger house payment.
Yeah.
And the way they might do that is coupling all these grant programs, use that to buy the house, put that in the one pot, and then take their money that they might have saved, you know, over mm-hmm. time, and use that to pay off consumer debt. And then they're getting into the house with just a mortgage payment and maybe some lower monthly debt so that they can qualify for more of a home.
Wow, that's awesome.
That is awesome. So I guess you did answer my question, what do I tell my clients? And honestly, based on what I think the best thing to tell my clients is call Laura, because there's so many different possibilities. It's not just like one thing. I mean,
right.
and you have to be very educated about how to work that and what could potentially be available to that first-time home buyer. It's fantastic.
Absolutely. Yeah. And I can honestly say, at least at our company, at Atlantic Coast Mortgage, the majority of our loan officers, we take a lot of time to educate ourselves on specialty programs. You know, we meet as a loan officer group on a weekly basis, and we talk about what's new in the market. Because, you know, sometimes you might only get one loan a year in a certain area that another loan officer might do 20 loans a year, you know. So we help each other keep abreast of all the rule changes, all the new emerging money. And, you know, emerging money is not just coming from Virginia Housing. It's also coming from Fannie Mae. It's coming from Freddie Mac. There's all kinds of incentives that are being poured into the market right now so that they can help first-time home buyers. I think that our leaders, at least locally, do understand, you know, that, that it's getting hard to buy a home and afford monthly expenses. So they're doing everything. I just went to Realtor Day on the Hill because I'm on the board of realtors in Prince William County. And I'm the mortgage industry representative there. And just listening to some of the leaders down there, some of the incentives, the things that they're talking about to try to get the market moving again is incredible. They really do keep their finger on the breast of what's going on.
And that's good to know.
Fantastic.
Because,
yeah.
Yeah. You hear in the news, it's like a lot of doom and gloom, but there's not doom and gloom, right?
No.
There's a lot of money out there. So if you're a first time home buyer, don't be discouraged.
Definitely not. And definitely see your local realtor, see your local lender, you know, talk to positive people.
Yeah.
Don't listen to grandma and grandpa that bought their houses in 1997 like I did. It was a different time and a different day. I still remember, I mean, my first house was $88,000, but my, you know, we made $25,000 a year in income. So to buy an $88,000 house, that was like a lot.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
And now, you know, so it's all relative.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
All right. Well, thank you, Laura.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.